It's the 2nd of September, 1981, and we're talking to Anna Bissonen, who is a social worker at the Finnish American Rest Home in Lake Worth, Florida. And I just wanted to ask you some basic questions for the tape. Anna, when did you come over from Finland?
I came from Finland for the first time in 1971 with my family, the whole family together. And then I went back. I studied here for 5 years, and I went back to Finland in 1976 just to visit Finland and my friends there. But I met my husband there and stayed there for 4.5 years, and I returned back to the States February this year.
Mm-hmm. Why did your family come from Finland in 1971?
Well, I guess there are many reasons for that. Well, maybe one of the reasons was that my father's health was one of the reasons, because doctor, he has asthma, and doctor said that he should move somewhere where the climate is warmer. And he used to work lots, you know, he used to do much work outside. He was a carpenter, and so the cold weather was not good for him at all. And also, you know, we came to a kind of situation in life that it was, you know, something had to be done. Like my father had just sold a business, and he should start a new one. So he thought, you know, why not start it in a new country? And he had also visited, both of my parents had visited Florida. My father has a cousin here, and they had visited him earlier, and they had liked this place very much. And also, I guess the part of the reason was that my father is the kind of person, you know, who likes to, kind of adventurous person, you know. He was born in Karelia, you know, which is behind the Iron Curtain, behind border of Finland. And he had to move a lot during his lifetime. So when he was thinking about moving to United States, it was not such a big step for him, because he used to travel a lot, move a lot.
Mm-hmm. And how many were in your family that moved at that time?
I had two younger sisters.
Mm-hmm. And your mother?
Yes. Yeah.
Did she find that, or did you find it hard to leave?
Well, I didn't find it hard to leave, because I really wanted to come here. I wanted to see the world and everything. I was really excited to come here. But for my mother and my youngest sisters, both of my sisters, it was very hard. Because my mother didn't know any English at all. And my sisters, they were, you know, in their teens, you know, 14, 15, 16, when the friends are very important. So it was hard for them to leave their friends. But for me and my father, you know, we were really excited to get here.
And then you went to school. Where did you go to school?
I studied first at the Palm Beach Junior College, and then I went to Florida Atlantic University.
Mm-hmm. So your family, where did they settle when they came here?
Lake Worth.
You had family here already, or relatives? Or?
Well, the only relative we had here is father's cousin, mm-hmm. who's married here.
Mm-hmm. And when you came here, did you find that it was fairly easy to find other Finns in the neighborhood, and fairly easy to assimilate?
Oh, yes. It was very easy, and in fact, we noticed that my parents, they had more friends here than in Finland. You know, they were more active. You know, they were going all the time.
Mm-hmm. And I imagine there are some similarities, perhaps, here to Finland, and then some things are very different. And one you mentioned is the climate. What was the climate like where you were from?
Well, it was, in a way, I would say, I would describe it harsh. You know, the winters are very long and cold and dark, and summer is very short, and sometimes it can be very rainy and cool, even, you know. So. Mm-hmm.
And what part of Finland were you from?
We came from the southern part of Finland. Mm-hmm. We lived in Espoo. It's next to Helsinki. Mm-hmm.
So that's not even really as cold, I guess, as the northern reaches.
No, not really, but cold enough.
For sure. When you settled here, did you find that, for instance, language, you said your mom, your mother, she does not speak, or she didn't speak English. When she first came here, how did she make it? What did she do if she didn't speak English?
Well, she was a housewife, and she mm-hmm. still is a housewife. She did some kind of cleaning work, you know, once or twice a week for a Finnish couple. But she has stayed mostly with mm-hmm. Finns, you know, because mm-hmm. she's not able to communicate with Americans. Mm-hmm. So,
has she learned to speak English?
Well, she tried, but she never learned too much. So I guess her life circle, or how can I describe it, is very limited. And, mm-hmm. you know, we have tried, you know, or in a way we have felt sorry about it, because, you know, it's not very good for her to live in a small mm-hmm. circle like she's living right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the situation was better when we were living in Lake Worth. Now we live in Lake Clark Shores, which is a little bit farther away from Lake Worth, and she's not able to communicate with other Finns so much because there are not so many Finns around.
Mm-hmm. How many Finns would you say live in Lake Worth?
Oh, in Lake Worth and Lantara area, there are about 10,000-15,000 mm. Finns, at least during the winter time when all the people from the north come down.
You're saying this area has a nickname. What do they call it?
You mean Little Finland? Yeah. Well, I don't know if it really has that name, but, you know, many of these places, you know, like where there are lots of immigrants, they, you know, like Italians, they call it Little Italy or something. Yeah. Well, it's just, I have called it Little mm-hmm. Finland, you know, I don't know mm-hmm. if it's really right.
We've been very impressed with, we've only been here like one night, and we've been really impressed with how friendly everyone has mm-hmm. been, and also at how sparkling clean our little hotel room is where we're staying. We're just like, you could eat off the floors. I mean, it was very mm-hmm. neat and tidy, and people were just really friendly. And we were wondering if these are some of the characteristics of Finnish mm-hmm. people.
Oh, yeah.
Could you, having been on both sides of the mm-hmm. ocean, what would you say are some of the, I don't know if you'd stereotype people, but what are some of the characteristics that you think Finnish people have?
Well, this cleanliness is certainly one of the characteristics. It's very important in Finland to be clean. And I know many Finns, you know, they cannot understand Americans, you know, because they're so untidy, you know. Maybe one of the most important or basic characteristics which is Finnish is toughness, sisu. At least Finns like to say that way, you know, we're tough. We have sisu.
You know, both women and men?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I noticed that characteristic mm-hmm. here too. You know, if I look at these old Finns, you know, they certainly have this toughness. You know, sometimes I just wonder how they have had very difficult times in their life, and still they have gone through and without too much complaining. I don't know. Well, let's see.
When you said Finns, you know, consider sisu as a characteristic is that physical and mental toughness.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Having to survive, I guess, the harsh climate.
Yeah.
And right. Were things pretty, I guess at times things could be pretty tough in Finland.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And we have had lots of, many wars to go through. And Finland has been quite poor country, at least at the time of, you know, when these, most of these immigrants came to this country.
Mm-hmm. When would you say most of the Finns came over?
I would say from 1910 to 1920.
Uh-huh. And what was happening in Finland at the time that they came?
Well, poverty was one of the reasons. And then we had this civil war.
Mm-hmm.
And there was also oppression from the Russian government. You know, they were really oppressing Finns at that time. Finland became independent in 1917.
Mm-hmm.
And
so there's a lot going on that, you know, they would want a new start, I suppose. Yeah. Well, I wanted to also ask you some questions specifically about folklore, since that's, you know, what our program is all about. And one of the things I wanted to ask you about is just very simply, what is the Kalevala?
Kalevala?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not quite sure if I have the right words. National epic? Mm-hmm. Is that the right word?
Do very many people read the Kalevala, know it, or pass it on orally in Finland now?
No. Mm-hmm. At least younger people don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
We had to study Kalevala in school, and it was the most boring book I ever read. And I was not the only one who felt that way.
Oh. Just couldn't relate to it at all, right?
No way.
So I'm wondering, though, if over here, if some of the older immigrants, would they still know that?
Or? Oh, yes. I was really surprised to see how much they know about these things, and they are so interesting. They have Kalevala societies, or how do you call them? Yeah. And I was really surprised. I couldn't believe it. Gee, these Finns here in America, you know, they are so interested in those things, you know.
Uh-huh.
And in Finland, people are not so interested at all, you know.
I wonder if that might be, you know, why that happens. Do you think it might be because when you're away from your country, you might have a...
It gives you some kind of identity in your country.
Yeah. You feel you have a need for that kind
That's
nice. So it may live on over here and die out over in Finland.
And sometimes I have thought that these Finns here are more nationalistic, you know, like in people in Finland. You know, they are more proud of their Finnish ancestry than Finns in Finland.
I find that happens because... I know, I'm from the northern part of the United States, and you know, if you've been over here, you know that the North and the South have always had this kind of traditional, you know, that people who grow up in the South of the United States call the people from the North Yankees, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
or worse.
Yeah. And but when you're in the South, I'm always finding I have to, you know, defend that I'm from the North and it's good to be from the North. And yet when you go up home, you know, nobody even... talks about or anything. Mm-hmm. So even within one country, you end up defending where you're from.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know, too, I had read a little bit about, and I'm not really sure I understand what it is, but there's a word, Sampo. Sampo? Mm-hmm. What is Sampo? Do you know?
Oh, Sampo. It's in Kalevala. He's a main hero. Let's see. That's right word.
Mm-hmm. He's the main character.
The main character, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And what's he like?
I told you I never liked Kalevala.
Yeah. He's tough, right. There were, I don't know if you're familiar with this, you may not be, because you probably never particularly studied folklore, but did, in your schooling in Finland, was folklore something that was taught to children, or was this something that you wouldn't necessarily have been taught at all?
Well, we had to study a little bit. We had to read a book. It was about Helka poems or something like that, and I didn't like too much it, so I cannot say too much about it. Mm-hmm. But we had to study it a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is poetry very important to Finns? No.
No, not that important as here. It seems to me that Americans are more interested in poems than Finns are.
Yeah. And what about music? Is that very important to Finnish people? Is that your phone? Yeah. I was asking you, do you think that the music is important to Finns?
Yes, I would say it is important. And in past years, recent years, we had lots of songs and music, you know, from... You know, you could say it's a kind of a, like from different part of Finland. You know, we had songs that became very popular. Mm-hmm. So I would say it's more important than poems. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. What type of music would be traditional in Finland? What kinds of music? For instance, is there very many choral societies, lots of singing groups or dance music?
Well, I would say that we have like can I describe? It's like a, more like a playing, you know, orchestra, small orchestras. They're playing traditional Finnish music. Like we have, every year we have this big musical happening or festival in Kaustinen where they play traditional Finnish music, violin music and all kinds of that. Like mm-hmm. that.
Do you hear any of that over here in Lake Worth?
Not too much.
Mm-hmm.
Not too much.
Yeah.
So for some reason, no. Mm.
What about different kinds of things like proverbs? For instance, you probably grew up hearing your mother telling you different proverbs, which I'm sure you know in Finnish and not in English. Were they important in your family or not?
Not really.
Not really.
No.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I was wondering about that because several of the books I was reading was saying they were, but... I didn't know if that, you know, it's probably different families have different traditions. What is a sauna?
Sauna, it's, how can I describe it? It's a Finnish bath, a hot room, and where you can perspire a lot and, you know, gives you... great feeling after you get out. Have you ever been to sauna? You're so you know.
Yeah, for the tape. Well, do you think in Finland is it pretty common for families to have a sauna?
Oh, yes. I would say almost every family has a sauna.
Uh-huh. And what about over here when they come over to the United States?
Well, they still have sauna. We have sauna in our family. And it's, you know, one of the craziest things, you know. It's very hot in Florida, and still we have to go to sauna.
I was going to say Florida's like one big sauna itself.
Yeah.
You know? Well, in Finland, though, where it's very cold, after you come out of the sauna, do you go out in the cold, or is that something that you do? Do you jump into cold water? Or,
no. Well, if you live in a place where you can do that, some of the people do that.
Mm-hmm. No. But it's just, yeah.
Yeah.
And so basically that's one thing that I guess is a tradition that even in Florida is still.
Mm-hmm. And we have sauna here in rest home twice a week. It's very important.
Uh-huh.
It's, you know, it's like if you don't go to sauna, you feel like you're not clean at all. You have to go to sauna.
I love the sauna myself. I think it's great, but that's something that I wish I had, but I don't. What foods are traditionally Finnish? What do Finnish people eat normally?
Well, I think I would need a dictionary to describe that.
Oh.
Well, if I tell what we eat, what is traditional food we eat, is because my parents are from Karelia, we have Karelian pies, small pies. You know, my mother makes them almost every Saturday. Mm. And also, there are some other kind of foods, but
they would be a Finnish name, probably, for them.
I don't know.
Basically, though, are meat or fish or...
Well, fish is one of the basic meals, you know, food. Mm-hmm. Finns like to eat fish a lot.
Mm-hmm. Being close to the sea,
yes.
I imagine.
Uh-huh. What Not about? So much meat as Americans, no.
Yeah. What about vegetables? What kinds of vegetables?
Mainly potato.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No. So fish, potatoes, and what about grains? Different kinds of, like, wheat.
Rye. Rye is the main thing they eat in Finland. That's something my husband has missed very much here, because you don't have rye bread here. So.
I know the real good rye bread.
Yeah.
It's hard to find. It really is. We have wheat and white and... You know, but good. What is St. John's Day?
Well, I guess it started as a religious festival or holiday. How can I just?
Yeah.
But today, mostly people don't think it as a religious thing at all. You know, it's just like a few days off and having a good time, drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what most Finns think right now in Finland. So, but there are, I know the older people think it's more traditional. Arrange certain kind of St. John's festivals, you know, on with the bonfires and dancing around the fire and traditional Finnish music. And younger people think it's mostly for drinking.
When does this happen? When is St. John's Day?
Oh, it's June 24th.
Uh-huh. And in Finland, is it celebrated differently over here than in Finland, or the same?
Well, maybe they don't drink as much as they do in Finland.
What do you drink in Finland?
All kinds of strong alcohols.
Do they have, for instance, do you have a certain kind of beer?
Yes, they have. They like to drink. They are more stronger too, you know, beers, because they want to get drunk, so they have to have strong alcohol. I don't know why is this so, but that's the way it is.
Uh-huh. It's part of the being.
That's true of a lot of northern countries.
Mm-hmm. Got to keep warm.
Well, maybe that's one of the reasons. Yeah.
Does it get to be a problem?
It is. Yes, it is a problem.
Problem over here too. You know, I mean, Americans.
Not so much.
Not so much. Yeah.
Is that always true? Were they always hard drinkers?
Yeah, they have always been that way. Mm-hmm. Always.
Do you have vodka? Is that one of them?
Yes. Vodka is one of them.
That's pretty strong. Yeah. Well, would you say that St. John's Day over here, is that something that you think will continue to be celebrated?
Oh, yes, they celebrate it. Like, they have something, some kind of festival or something arranged in every... We have two halls, Finnish halls here, and so they have something there. And also the Finnish church had, Lutheran church in Lake Worth, they had a service mm-hmm. at the St. James Day. Mm-hmm. Not James, or John's mm-hmm. Day.
What? Tell me about the Finnish church. How is it different from any other church?
You mean a Finnish church here compared to American churches?
Yeah.
Well, I remember in a Finnish Lutheran church in Lake Worth, and it's American, partly it's American and partly Finnish. And I've been in both services, and American service doesn't, there's no difference if we compare American service to any other. You know, it's like any American service, even though it's in a Finnish Lutheran church. But the Finnish Lutheran service, it is different, yes. Well, maybe, for example, the songs, they are not so joyful, you know, they are more gloomy. Maybe it's part of the Finnish nature, you know, we are kind of sad or something. Mm-hmm. How can I describe it? Mm-hmm. More gloomy or something like that. And... in Finnish service, it is not so easy to get contact with other people there. You know, for example, in our church, the pastor comes and greets everybody after the service. But in Finland, it doesn't happen. No. Mm-hmm. So in a way, Finnish church is very far away from the original people, you know. And in Finland, people don't dare to go to talk with pastors too much about their problems or anything like that. Pastors mm-hmm. are somewhere over here and we are somewhere over here.
Do most people go to church?
No.
It's not as important as...
I would say maybe 4% of Finns go to church, even though 98% of Finns are Lutherans and belong mm-hmm. to the Lutheran church. So church is not really... Mm-hmm. very important mm-hmm. in the Finnish.
Mm-hmm. You're probably just certain days out of the year that are important
right,
to go.
Right.
What would
like
those?
Christmas. Christmas is. Mm-hmm. I would say Christmas is the only time, to really. Mm-hmm. Or when they get married or mm-hmm. baptize their children
right.
or buried.
Right. Do you think, is Christmas an important holiday in Finland?
Oh, yes. It is much mm-hmm. more important than here.
Really?
Because we have more days off, for example, and it is more solemn in a way, you know. Mm-hmm. We say peace to all on earth, you know, and it's forbidden to arrange any dances or anything during Christmas time, because mm-hmm. it's a time when people should be with the family.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a
yeah.
like thing.
What days would Christmas be then? When would it start?
It starts 24th it starts 23rd is the Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
No, 24th.
24th,
Christmas Eve.
24th. Yeah. And usually that day is off. You know, nobody works. Well, only some shops may be open. Part-time, you know, few hours in the morning. And we start in the early Christmas Eve evening. We go to sauna, have this traditional meal, and give the presents, you know. Mm-hmm. And then we have this 25th day, which is Christmas Day. And also we have 26th day. In England, they call it Boxing Day. Mm. But we call it Tapanin Päivä.
Would Christmas be then? When would it start?
When would well, it start? Starts 24th of well, it starts. It actually starts 23rd. It's a Christmas Eve, mm-hmm. right?
No, 24th. 24th.
That's right.
Christmas Eve.
24th, yeah. And usually that day is off. You know, nobody works. Well, only some shops may be open part time. You know, few hours in the morning. And we start in the early Christmas Eve evening. We go to sauna, have this traditional meal, and give the presents, you know. And then we have this 25th day, which is Christmas Day. And also we have 26th day. In England, they call it Boxing Day, but we call it Tapanin Päivä.
What happens on the 26th?
Well, maybe that's a day when you get out from home more. You know, you get tired of staying at home. You know, you want to get out. You visit friends. Uh-huh. I would say you visit your friends and uh-huh. bring your presents to them.
And what does it continue? How long does the Christmas holiday continue?
Well, that's about it from 24th to 26th. But many Finns take days off, you know, so they have a long vacation during that time, you know, till the New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
So it's a really big festival time in Finland.
How do you celebrate New Year's Eve?
Well, drinking. I cannot think anything else.
It's like over here. Does anything special happen at midnight?
Well, yeah, fireworks. They, I don't know how to describe. Uh-huh. They fire.
Do you ever make New Year's resolutions?
Well, I tried, you know, when I was younger, but I noticed that there's no use.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah.
I know. What about the 6th of January in Finland? Do you celebrate what's called Little Christmas or the Epiphany?
Loppiainen. No, I don't really. Mm-hmm. It's you know, if you go to church, you know, then you notice it, but not anyway. Maybe it's a day off. It used to be a day off. But nowadays, it's just usually it's on Saturdays. Mm-hmm. How you pronounce it? I don't know. But anyway, you don't notice it too much.
And what is Christmas called in Finnish?
Christmas?
Yeah.
Joulu.
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 Ah, how do you spell that? Is it Y-U-L-E?
J-O-U-L-U.
Mm-hmm. Do you have, well, for instance, do you have Christmas trees?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And what kind of tree would you use for that?
Well, usually they use original trees from the woods, mm-hmm. not the artificial ones mm-hmm. as Americans often use.
Yeah, uh-huh. And what do you do to the Christmas tree?
Well, we decorate it, mm-hmm. yes.
With what?
Well, we put this Christmas star, you know, mm-hmm. at the top of the tree, and well, there are different kind of decorations, whatever you want to use, you know. Mm-hmm. There used to be a kind of traditional decoration. I remember when I was younger, everybody used to have, like, you know, there were little flags of northern Scandinavian countries. You know, mm-hmm. they made a. I don't know how to describe it. But
yeah,
they put those.
Like a garland,
right,
we would call
right,
it.
Yeah,
wrap it around.
Yeah.
Do young children believe, do you have Santa Claus?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call him?
Joulupukki.
And what does he look like? I mean, is he similar to our Santa Claus?
Yes, pretty much similar, yeah, mm-hmm. I would say so.
And what's he supposed to do at Christmas?
Well, he comes and gives those gifts, presents, mm-hmm. on Christmas Eve. And parents usually, before Christmas, they start, you know, it's a way they can control their kids, you know. If you are not good, Father Christmas will not bring you anything, any presents, you know. Yeah.
Sure does. We have that, too. isn't that funny? What about, okay, over here, you know, Christmas is pretty much celebrated the same way, and I guess probably the only celebration we don't have that you have that's particularly Finnish is St. John's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else,
mm-hmm.
I think, with Easter, Christmas,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's pretty similar. But are there any societies here in Lake Worth and the United States that are Finnish societies that we don't have? Do you know of any? Groups, say men's groups, where they're places where they gather in a club.
Like Kalevala groups and Kanteletar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know too much about these groups because I haven't been too interested. I haven't taken part in any of their mm-hmm. activities. I just heard about them. You know.
Mm-hmm. But they do have them over there?
Oh, yes, they have them, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I noticed when I was reading, too, that there seemed to be a lot of emphasis in the book, anyway, on temperance societies. Temperance, of course, being against drinking.
No. Well, maybe that was before, you know, not today anymore. No.
Yeah. This was back in, like, 1910, so
yeah.
that was.
Oh, by the way, about this Kalevala and Kanteletar groups, I don't think they have anything like that in Finland.
No.
I've never heard about it.
Uh-huh. And so, but they do have them here in, like, Lake Worth.
Yes.
What, okay, Kalevala, I know what that is. What's the other group you were talking about?
Kanteletar.
What's that?
Well, it's, Kanteletar, Kantele is our national instrument, you know, we play. I cannot describe it. I don't know how to describe it.
Mm-hmm. It's a musical gathering.
No. Can't let that. I cannot describe it, I'm sure.
Okay. Okay, that's okay.
Can I ask?
Yeah.
What kind of social life is there in Finland? Do people gather in bars to drink, or do they meet in their homes more?
Mostly in homes, or they go to restaurants and, you know, dancing there and drinking there and. Well, that's about it.
Is it about the same here?
Yes. I would say they go to different homes. But maybe I think people here are more active. You know, they go to these different groups and societies and so on. Like in Finland, they are not very active at all.
Probably because of the climate, isn't it?
Well, maybe that was at least one reason.
Mm-hmm. When you say they gather in restaurants and dance, what kind of dances would they do?
Modern dances, like here in America.
Oh, yeah, so the modern. What about the polka? Is that something that you do?
Oh, yeah, well, that's an old Finnish dance. I don't know if it's really Finnish, but the Finns used to like to dance it, you know. Oh, maybe they dance it in these halls. We have two halls, and probably they dance at polka there.
It's mostly for the younger people aren't really interested in that, though. It's mostly the older people.
Not too
much. What about a dance called the Shottish? Do you know
what?
Called a Shottish? Do you know of that?
Shottish?
Yeah. It's actually, it's not a Finnish word at all. It's I think it's Scots or German. German. I can't describe it. How would you describe a Shottish?
Do one for us.
Yeah.
It's a ballroom dance.
Yeah.
It's usually in couples. The people are facing out.
I guess it would be more of something that would be a novelty now, if people do it at all. It wouldn't be something that you'd see young people doing, especially. Yeah.
No.
Oh well. There may be a word in Finnish that they call it, but I don't know what it would be. Yeah, because even in the books on Finnish folklore, they were calling it a schottish. But if you're not familiar with it, that's good. That's a nickname. What about every culture, I guess, has a few characters who are supposed to be like the real funny guys who always get away with something, you know, like in I'm Irish, and so there's always the character we have is Paddy or Pat, you know, and he always is outwitting everybody and kind of coming out on top. And are you familiar with any stories about a character called John or Matt, where the main character is named Matt or John?
Matt or John?
No.
What kind of thing?
See, that's good. That's significant because these books are really out of date, I mean, as far as the young people are concerned, because they... This would have been something, I think, probably back in 1910, 1920, when Finnish people are first coming over, mm-hmm. and you're having to deal with a lot of prejudice, because each new group that comes over, you know, mm-hmm. people are very hard to accept you, and so there's this body of stories arises, mm-hmm. and the main character was always that. What about stories of Svendura, a character?
Svendura?
Yeah.
Well... maybe I read some stories when I was younger, a kid, but... Mm-hmm.
Who was Svendur?
He was some kind of hero, I would say, during the Civil War, I would say. Or maybe it was earlier than Civil War. It was 1800s.
Mm-hmm. Was he a real character or a fiction?
No, I don't think he was a real character.
Uh-huh. Okay. And would you say that, I know Lake Worth is where the Finnish people seem to have settled in Florida. Do you have any idea why this area was chosen?
No, I don't really know why Lake Worth. Maybe it's just because... there were some Finns who settled here, and then they had some friends in the north, and they came and settled, you know, to the same place, and that's how we started. I don't really know why Lake Worth. I cannot think any other reason.
Do you have any children?
No.
No?
No.
When you have them, if you have any children, is it going to be important for you to teach them how to speak Finnish?
Very important.
Will it be difficult, or is there any movement in Lake Worth to teach younger children Finnish?
No, not really. They used to be in a Lutheran church. They used to teach in the Sunday school for them to teach, you know, to read or at least, to read and speak Finnish. But that doesn't happen too much nowadays anymore. I know I'm supposed to be a Sunday school teacher in the Lutheran church, and I have to teach some Finnish songs, so maybe that is something what uh-huh. we do here, at least teach some Finnish songs.
Mm-hmm. What are the names of those, like one or two of those songs? What would be a typical Finnish song?
You mean children's song? I don't know. I have to find out.
Oh, yeah. I have to go back and look at it.
I never been a teacher before. I have to find out.
Oh, no.
Is this a close-knit community? Do most of the people here know each other, you say?
Well, if there are over 10,000 people, mm-hmm. they don't know each other. But it's very close-knit in a way that the Finns don't communicate so much with Americans. They just stay together, stick together, and so in a way it is closeness, yeah.
Is there much talk of, about Finland here in this community? Do people reminisce?
Yeah, I would say so. At least we do, you know, we are younger Finns. We do, we talk about Finland very much.
Is that, is it touched with sadness mostly when that happens? Or is it, how is that? You mentioned sadness before, and I wonder if you think of yourselves as sort of gloomy people in general. And is that an occasion for gloom? Or how is that?
Well, maybe these old Finns, you know, pretty often they say that they miss back Finland. They would like to go and visit Finland, and it's a kind of longing, you know.
Do you miss anything about Finland?
Yeah, I miss my friends.
Do you miss anything that about the culture that you can't find over here?
Well, I haven't missed for, I have been living here for 4 months now, and for this time I haven't miss too much, but I know from my early experience, I lived here for about 5 years, that every once in a while there comes a time when I start missing back Finland very much. I like to listen to Sibelius and read Finnish books, and you know, oh boy. But then it gets over, and you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just have one more question before I let Doris take over. If you do have children and you're telling them about Finland, and, you know, obviously if they grow up here, they will, you know, if they're born here and they're starting to grow up here and they say they've never been to Finland, how would you describe it to them? What, how would you tell them of what would be important to tell them about Finland?
What is important to tell them about Finland? Well, to tell them what kind of country it is and the people, and that about their ancestry, the right word, their background, because they still are Finns, you know, they have to know about it. Mm-hmm. And also about food, and also I would buy them books, you know, to read, Finnish books, so that they... they would know more about Finland, that they would know that they are Finns.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Let's
sit over here.
These things we already had been talking about. So. I was interested, you mentioned the, correct me if I say it wrong, kantele?
Kantele, yes.
What is the kantele?
Well, it's a traditional Finnish musical instrument.
Can you describe what it looks like? I've never seen
it. It's like a violin upside down. You know, it's a big violin, you know.
How do people play it? What do you do to play it?
It's sort of like a pick, these strings.
With your fingers?
With your fingers, yes.
Mm-hmm. Does it have strings stretched over a board?
Yes, yes.
I was wondering, you were mentioning that everyone likes to sing the folk songs, especially here at the rest home.
Mm-hmm.
How do people learn to sing in Finland, or how did the people here learn to sing?
Well, we learn to sing in the school. We have to take singing lessons, or singing courses, or how you can say. And that's how we learn to sing these songs. But
did your parents ever sing? Did they teach you songs also?
Not too many, no. I don't think so.
Did you ever hear people in your family, you know, singing while they were doing work around their house? Or
yes. Kind of yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Do you know whether there are any differences in the music that is preferred by the people from the north of Finland as opposed to the people who come from the south?
I don't think so. I don't think there's any
You think people mainly like the same kinds of music?
Yes, I think so.
Are there any songs that you know are, you're from Karelia?
My parents, your family.
Are there any songs that are typically from that area?
Mm-hmm. Well, for example, Säkkijärven polka, that's the polk from Säkkijärvi, that's a part of the Karelia. That's one of the, it's one of the most famous songs in Finland. Well, actually, there are lots of songs from Karelia. Karelian people are like singing people. They like to sing a lot.
Do most people sing with an instrument, or do they sing with no instrumental accompaniment?
Well, they like to have accordion or violin or something with, you know, to sing.
So in addition to even though the kantele is the sort of thought of as the national instrument, there are other instruments that, that people like to play. What are some of those?
Well, I don't think people, so many people know how to play violin or accordion, but they like to listen to its music and sing playing. About kantele, I would say that it's a kind of old-fashioned. You know, you don't hear too much kantele playing nowadays anymore. And I think many young people think that it's boring. It doesn't sound nice. And, you just don't hear too much kantele playing.
When people play the accordion or the violin, what kind of music are they playing?
Usually a kind of happy music, you know, happy songs and something like that.
And do people like to dance?
Yeah, yes.
Will they usually dance to this type of music, to the accordion music?
Yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always hard for me when you ask that way. I don't know if you are talking about old people, young people, or these people. Depends, you know.
Well, is there a difference? You know, are the older people, do they like different kinds of music or different kinds of dance from the younger people?
What? Like older people like to listen to this dance with accordion music, you know, according to the accordion music and playing, and young people like American kind of pop music and so on.
Even in Finland?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Is there a big record industry in Finland?
Well, I don't know if it's so big. No, it's very hard for me to answer this question. I don't really know what is big. It's not that big as in America, but...
Well, what I mean is more than big, I guess, is it important? Are there very many native Finnish recording stars that, you know, sing songs?
Yeah, there are quite a few, yes.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of songs are the most popular among the young people that are recorded in Finland?
Well, mostly translations from American or British or... other foreign ones, foreign songs.
Were there also records of Finnish songs made earlier that the older people liked?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What kinds of songs were those?
I don't know. I have to think about it. How can I describe what kind of music older people like? You know.
What are some of the songs that are the most favorite ones of the people right here in the rest home, of the older people, the very older people?
Well, I think these people like these Finnish songs, you know, these folk songs, and... like over here, you know, you'll get lots of those things. You know, they like to sing. They're kind of traditional songs, yes. Mm-hmm. They like to sing this.
Mm-hmm. We were looking before at those song sheets, you know, the words to the songs. What kinds of things do traditional Finnish songs talk about? You know, what subjects do they talk about? Do they describe life in Finland, or are they mainly love songs?
I guess they are both. Yes, but maybe more like love songs.
Are there a lot of patriotic songs? You know, songs that are where people remember.
Mm-hmm. Well, like Lisa, mm-hmm. many of these Finnish folk songs, like our people like to sing here, are in a kind of songs. Let's see, you said about province. Well, we have different. How can I describe? In every province, there is this main song, main folk song. You know. Which describes this province, and these people like to sing those songs. Like from the province of Karelia, they like to sing that song. I remember one lady, she just sings that song every day. She just loves that song, you know. So
that the song that you mentioned before? Which song is it that she likes?
Well, she likes to sing this Karelian song, mm-hmm. or Karelian folk song.
What's the name of it?
Well, it's Karjalan Karjalan laulu, I would say. Karjalan kansallis laulu. Mm-hmm. I guess that's how you mm-hmm.
Is there any part of Finland that's known as that Finns think of as the most musical region?
I don't know. As I told you earlier, Karelian people are like singing people. They have brought many songs and all kinds of music to other Finns, and they like to sing those songs too. Mm-hmm. So maybe I would say Karelia.
That other Finns would.
Yeah, they like to sing those songs too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was interested when you were talking about some of the traditional Finnish holidays, for example, Christmas or St. John's Day. I was wondering, are there particular kinds of music that go along or dance that go along with those holidays?
Well, during the St. John's Day, they like to dance this Finnish national dance. I cannot think any other holiday when they really do dancing except the St. John's Day.
What's the Finnish national dance called? What's the name of it in Finnish?
I forgot it.
Blanked out.
I know it, but I just cannot remember it now.
Well, I'm just interested. Is it a round dance, or is it done with couples?
Yes, it's done with couples, and it's a kind of round dance, you know. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what kind of, I guess, is there a song that goes with that, or instruments too?
Oh yes. Sometimes only an instrument is playing, or sometimes song, you know, according with instrument.
And it's what instrument is the most?
Well, violin. Mostly. That's a traditional. Not kantele. I haven't ever heard. You mostly listen kantele music.
You wouldn't dance to it.
No.
Is what you're
saying. No. Mm-hmm.
And so the violin is more to accompany dance,
mm-hmm.
but and the kantele is more to accompany singing, by itself. Mm-hmm. One question. How have Finnish people kept up their musical life in America? Are there organizations or societies that perpetuate musical tradition?
I don't really know. Maybe there used to be, but I don't know if there's any more.
Mm-hmm. One thing that we read quite a bit about was in the early 20th century, people used to form choral societies, and I know a lot of other Northern European countries have, Swedes especially, have a lot of choral societies. Do you have them as well?
Oh, yes. Yes, we have lots of them in Finland and also here.
Are they... Do men and women belong to the same one, or do they separate by sex?
Well, like in Florida, they are separated. They have one chorus for women and one chorus for men.
And
but of course, we have this church choirs. You know, it's a different thing.
So church choirs would be mixed.
Yeah, they are mixed.
That's interesting. That. What occasions do would a like the men's chorus? When would they sing? Do they have like regular concerts, or do they sing only at holiday times here?
Yeah, well, my father used to sing in the choir, and once in a while they had concerts, and then they may sing in a like opening of a rest home or something like, you know, in this kind of special occasions.
What kinds of music do they sing?
Well, I would say they sing traditional Finnish music, but also American music. You know, I heard them singing these American songs.
And they have? Do they get together and have regular times to practice?
Is it Yes.
I had thought of one thing while you were talking to Peggy. How do Finnish people celebrate weddings?
Well, usually the couple is, usually they go to church whether they are married, and after that they go to a home or to a restaurant, or to some special place where they can, where there's enough room for many people, lots of people, and
are there any particular traditional things that the bride has to do or that the groom has to do? You know, like for good luck or for some other reason?
I don't know. I don't think they have, like here in America, I've heard that you have many traditions. I don't think they have that many. Well, I don't really know.
Well, one thing I also, I know that in Sweden, sometimes for a wedding, they'll have a processional to the church, you know, a processional sort of march from the girl's home to the church, and you know, with, say in a village where all the people would come out and kind of form a
No, I never heard that happen in Finland. I haven't been in so many weddings in Finland that I cannot think any differences from Americans. I don't really know.
That's interesting.
One thing about that, though, just one question: do you throw rice when the couple
Yes,
comes out?
Yes, I do.
And it's rice that you throw.
Oh yes.
I was at a wedding. This is completely had nothing to do with it. I just thought maybe you knew birdseed. You ever seen anybody from birdseed at a wedding? The last one I went to, there were birds. They had them in little pouches and little nylon bags.
I guess because the birds are leaving. The birds
were eating
dogs too.
They threw grits at me. Grits? I hope it wasn't cooked.
Well, you know, like in weddings here, we have the custom of throwing, the bride throws the garter over her shoulder.
No.
He takes it off her
right
leg.
And he throws it to all the young
girls. Very tacky for the bride.
One thing, I'm just wondering, when we were walking up and down in the halls here and we were noticing some of the beautiful paintings and needlework, I was really struck by how many different kinds of crafts there were represented. What are some of the typical kinds of crafts that are, is it mainly women that would do them?
Oh, yes, but men do this kind of craft works, you know, as you saw in the Pokela room, they can do that. And I guess every region in Finland has its own special style of doing things. Like, you know, in a Finnish costume, there are over 10, 20 different kind of national costumes, depending from which part of the, or from which region from Finland are you coming from.
What is the one from Karelia look like?
Well, there are different kinds.
Even within the one
even
region?
Even within, yes.
Mm-hmm. Are there particular colors that are associated with different regions? Like in some
well,
areas,
yes.
Many people wear blue.
Like Karelia and like black, green, and red. These are the main colors they have in their costumes and in a traditional handwork and so.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Do the colors mean anything?
I'm sure they have a meaning, but I cannot tell what kind of meaning they have. I should ask my mom. I don't really know.
That's interesting. Do women do the wood carving? I was noticing those little wooden paddles kind of that were hanging on the wall, and they're beautifully carved with different designs. Do women do that?
I guess they can do that, yeah. They have done it too.
Is it mainly women or mainly men?
I guess it's mainly men, but I cannot say, you know. But I would imagine that men usually do that kind of work.
Do you know, for example, is wood carving an important thing in the region that your parents come from?
I cannot answer that. I don't know how important it is.
We were also noticing, too, that different kinds of weaving and needlework, like rug making. What's the main kind of material that these things are made from?
I'm trying to find the right word in English. It's not woolen.
What animal do they come from?
It's not from an animal. You know, you're talking about these weaven things. Well, it's not from an animal. It's from grains. But I cannot remember. It's not woolen. And it's not... It's a kind of woolen, but I cannot remember the right word.
Reindeer?
What is it?
Not reindeer.
No.
So it's a kind of plant?
It's a kind of a woolen thing, but it's...
It's a plant.
It's a plant, yes. It's a...
Linen?
Linen.
This comes from the flax plant?
Yeah, it's a kind of... It comes from a crane. It's kind of...
Yeah.
Kind of a grain.
Gee, I should have a dictionary
flax,
with me now.
I think. It's what, linen.
What's the name of the plant in Finnish that it comes from? That's the trouble, you know, when you speak in one language and try to think in the other. It's hard. just one or two other questions about that. Is there any time of the year when people would be more likely to do needlework or lace work?
I would imagine during the winter time when they have more time and, you know, it's cold outside, so it's nice to stay inside and do something. Yeah.
Did your mother ever do any kind of, you know, handwork mm-hmm. like that?
Yeah.
What kinds did she do?
Well, she liked to do knitting and crocheting,
mm-hmm.
something like that.
Did she do the? Are there any like certain patterns or designs that are traditional Finnish?
Oh
designs?
Yes. She has done this. You saw those hanging on the wall. How did you call them? Those are the things in the lobby over there. She has done that kind of. Hangings, how do you call it?
Yeah, hanging.
I call something uh-huh. over there.
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah, hangings.
That's a kind of, well, like a kind of rug?
Yeah,
maybe.
We call it ryijy.
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 Mm-hmm.
So that's how you say that. Mm-hmm. I've always wondered.
We just called it ryijy. We were pronouncing it wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because in this country, we also know that type of work as being from Scandinavia.
Yeah. And she also liked to make carpets. No, you know, it's a kind of rugs you keep on the floor. Mm-hmm. She liked to do that. You know, she had this special thing how to make them.
Yeah, you know, a loom.
Loom. Yeah.
Yes, a wooden. Frame.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, that's interesting. Did she teach you any of these things, or have you not learned?
No, not really. The only thing I have learned is how to make Karelian pies.
That sounds good.
Are they fruit pie? Fruit?
No, it's made of rye. The shelf is made of rye. Yes, and then you can put inside. Rice or potato. It's good.
What kind do you use? Any kinds of spices or seasoning or?
Well, not so much as, for example, Italian sauce. Mm-hmm. No, we mainly use salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm. Do you mix the rye with something else? With some other
water.
Kind of flour, I mean,
no,
or with
no,
some other
thing. No, you can do it, you know, if you want, but we like rye, mm-hmm. so we don't mix it.
And how do you make the shell? What I'm really asking is what other ingredients go into it? You know, when you're going to make it.
Well, if you make the shell, just put water and. And the rye flour, and salt, maybe a little bit of salt, and you mix it. And then you put it on the table, the whole thing, and, you know, you have to put lots of extra rye on it, otherwise, you know, you cannot do anything with it, mm-hmm. you know. And it's like, have you ever baked pulao? No, you haven't. Well, anyway, you know, you put it on the table it's very hard to describe how to do it, but you shape it like you work it like so that you can shape it long strips, okay? And then you cut these strips, small parts, and then you from every little part.
Yeah.
You make with your hand. You tap.
Oh, you
with
flatten
your hand,
it out.
Right, so it comes like round. One, and that's where you put the rice or the mm-hmm. potato, and after that you close it like so it becomes like a shelf, like uh-huh. that.
So you fold it in on it.
Right, you fold it. Yeah.
Do you have to pinch the,
right.
the edges?
Yeah, we have to pinch.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
Mm-hmm. It's very good.
Interesting. Would you eat those at supper time or a special?
Time? Yeah, you can eat it at supper time or lunch time or we do it, you know, anytime.
But not breakfast.
Well, why not? During breakfast, yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's getting me hungry. Oh, thank you, Anna.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. You did so well. Before I have just a few questions.
Can I ask you how old you are?
I'm 30.
Oh, wait, I have to
30 years old.
30?
Mm-hmm. I need to know your birth date for the thing.
Okay, September 6, 50.
Oh, your birthday's coming up.
Mm. Yeah, well, this week.
And where were you born?
I was born in a small country, in a small town, Loima.
How do you
spell that? L-O-I-M-A-A.
Loima, Finland.
Yeah.
Is that in the southern part?
Yes, it's in the southern part. It's a small agricultural town. Uh-huh. Well, actually, it was completely countryside. Mm-hmm. It was not a town even. Countryside, where I was born.
And what's your address?
7914 Pine Tree Lane, Lake Clark Shores.
Lake Clark?
C-L-A-R-K-E.
Shores.
Yeah.
And do you know the zip code there?
33460.
I'll just put the phone down. Is this phone here?
Yeah.
Rest home. Okay. And I need to, everybody we talked to, I need to get a release form signed, which just tells you.
Well, they have lunch. After he has got his degree, you know, he necessarily doesn't have to have anything.
Well,
He doesn't have to have any degree from the States, you know. Degree from Finland is enough, but he wants to study a little bit about American way of, you know, Christianity in America. And he also needs to learn the language. You know, he can speak English a little bit, but not enough. You have to be able to speak real well to be a pastor, because probably, even though he's going to work, probably he's going to work in Finnish congregations, there are not too many Finnish congregations where you can, which are strictly Finnish. You know, in many congregations you have to be able to speak English also. They are like a half American, half Finnish.
So he'll have to, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hard. That's real difficult because languages are so different.
Yeah.
But they, yeah, I think that will be really an interesting job. Would you probably stay right around here then?
Or? I don't know. It's very hard to say. It depends. Well, there is only one Finnish Lutheran congregation in Lake Worth, so I don't know. It depends if there's any opening at the time he's graduated. But probably I would imagine we go somewhere in the north.
Yeah.
Because there are lots of Finnish communities there. Yeah, it's. I really want to go, and I haven't been too much around this country, so it's really interesting to go somewhere else and to see how things are there.
There are parts of the north are really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Minnesota is really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Mountains. Have you at all traveled around Florida much?
Well, I have traveled around a little bit in Florida, and I have visited Smoky Mountains, and I visited a friend of ours in West Virginia. That's all.
That's pretty up there.
Yes, it is really pretty there.
Does Finland have very many mountains?
In the north. But they are not mountains like here. They are very low mountains. We call them tunturi. Low hills or something, yes. Well, it's not as flat as in the Florida, but no, but it's not very mountainous or any. Uh-huh. There are hills in southern Finland, but that's all. Yeah, maybe I have always thought that maybe there is some Slavic influence or some in Finnish people, because Slavic usually are kind of, I don't know what is the right word, you know, kind of sad, or, you know, mm-hmm. Sad is not the right word, but I don't know what is the right word, you know, and that's what Finns are also. They like to listen, you know, kind of music that, you know, you start longing after to the good times, or, you know, back, you know, wanting you want to go to somewhere to the south, to a that's your island there, paradise island or something, you know.
Escape.
Something like that. Yeah, might be that.
Scandinavia,
mm-hmm. East and West, yeah.
And it's like right there in the middle. Mm-hmm. Combination.
Yes, it is.
What kinds of things interest you? That kind of thing, which I think you'd be very well qualified to talk about.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen one over here?
Not here, but in Finland we had a friend who played kantele real well.
Really?
Can you believe it? She was American.
I believe it. Yeah, she probably studied it because she really liked it.
Yes.
And then
she got, she she's from California, and she had disagreements with her kantele teacher because her teacher was very strict. She wanted her to play kantele in a real, you know, in a traditional way, and she wanted to do something else. She wanted to, she started to compose the songs of her by herself, if there are some other popular songs, she played it with kantele. And we just loved it. We just loved to listen. And I said, I never knew that kantele sounds so good. But they played in such a boring way, those old, uh-huh. old songs, traditional songs, you know. Okay. So.
But you, I haven't seen any in America. I mean, I've never seen any. Mm-hmm. I've seen, like, photographs.
Mm-hmm.
It's too bad, because it would be neat to
find it.
I suppose there's some record albums.
I think
we
may even have some space.
Yeah.
With that on it, yeah. Because
I know we have a record of Finnish music. I don't know.
And,
Yeah,
that'd be good, because I'll just do
it. I know it has the fiddling. I expect it.
Okay, well, we'll record it.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
1:30, we go and visit Mrs. Cato.
1:30?
Mm-hmm.
What does that leave us any time?
Well, I think that we're not going to be here longer.